Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Pascha lehachnis like Sofim. She promises to bring money into the marriage. She's going to come in with money. So he has to write down in the Ksuba how much money, because he's going to have to return it if they get divorced or he dies first. So here too the Mishnah reminds us, Sela Kesev, if she promises a Sela for dinarim, so Nasa Shisha dinarim. So he's going to owe her 50% more. That's what we said. So she brings in 4, he has to return 6. Just like we said in the previous Mishnah, that if she brings in 1,000, he has to return 1,500. So what is the Mishnah being Mechadish? He's just giving me different numbers. He's telling me the same thing, basically. And the answer is, Mishnah is telling us that the same is true even though there's so much less money here. I would have thought, look, if she promises 1,000 or 1,000, you could do business. Okay, so you made a revach, pay back 15. Pay back 1,500. But if all she's bringing in is a mere 4 dinarim, so here too, he has to add 50%. How much money do you think he's going to earn with these 4 dinarim? And the answer is no, even with a small amount. You see the Taisus Yom Tov who discusses this here. Wait a second, so let the Mishnah just say the small amounts. I'll know for sure the bigger amount. So we say no. I would have thought a small amount, not so much headache, so to speak, not so much achrayas, okay, and so convenient, and you're working with it, and you're making money with it, add a little more. But if you're taking achrayas on 1,000, that's it. Just pay back 1,000. So we have the two Mishnayas telling us either way, a lot of money or a little money, the chasin has to add. Now the Mishnah tells us the following halach. Hachasin mekabal olav asara dinarin lakupa. The chasin has to be mekabal upon himself that for every mana, again, how much is a mana? 100 dinarin. For every mana of his nadin. And it doesn't make a difference whether she's bringing money or she's bringing in things like jewelry and clothes. He will pay her 10 dinarim lakupa. What's lakupa? Her perfumes or cosmetics. She buys psamim, tamrukei hanoshim. Remember the word from the Megillah, v'samrukeyan? Now, Zakta Batnu, what the Mishnah doesn't tell us, is this every single day, every week, every month, every year? In other words, is it only on the first day of the marriage or every single day? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, in regard to everything we just learned, adding to the money, taking off from the appraisal, adding 10 dinarin for her cosmetic box for every money that she gives, hakol kaminig hamedina, there are no set amounts. It all depends what the minig is in the Medina. There are two ways to understand the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Actually, according to one shot, there is no machloikis. Those that learn that there is a machloikis, they say like this. Everyone agrees if there's an established minig, it goes according to that minig. The shaila is, let's say there's no minig, or it's a brand new city. So according to the Tanakhama, the default minig, if there's no minig, is whatever it says in this Mishnah. Add money, take off a fifth from the appraisal. For every 100, add 10 for the cosmetics box. If you're starting a new city or there's no minig, this is what we do. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, decide what your minig is. We don't have such a suggested minig. Some say that there's no machlokes in the Tanakhama, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Hakol Moedim, where there is a minig HaMedina, goes after the minig HaMedina. And where there's no minig, we do all the things that it says in this Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds that way. Just Rav Shimon Gamliel is reminding us that if there is a minig HaMedina, it goes according to the minig HaMedina. He's not arguing with the Tanakhama, he's just explaining that what the Tanakhama said about these guidelines is only if there is no establishment in Gamedina, but really there's no machloikis. And again, according to this pshat, there really is no machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah. If she promises to bring money, let's say she promises to bring a sela for dinner and far less than in the previous Mishnah where she brought in 1,000. But we still say the same thing. He's going to have to return 6 because he does business with it. Then we learn in the Mishnah that the chasin is mekabel upon himself for every mana that she brings in. He's going to give 10 dinarin toward her cosmetics. The Mishnah calls it lakupa, the basket of her perfumes and cosmetics. The understanding is the more money she brings in, the more she comes to mechash of a family, and therefore she would spend more money on the things she needs. Or she would be accustomed to have more jewelry and so on. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Tanakhama. He says, no, in regard to all these things we just mentioned in the Mishnah, it depends on the Minig HaMedina. What does that mean, it depends on the Minig HaMedina? There are different shitas, but we learn like the Mefarshim that say like this. If there's a set minig, everyone agrees it goes according to the set minig. We don't add money, we don't take off a fifth. Doesn't add for the perfume, that amount. It goes according to the minig hamedina. The question is, what if there is no set minig hamedina? Tanakama says, by default, if they would come to Bezdin, they would receive the instructions of this Mishnayis about the chazan adding money, about taking off on the appraisal, about the cosmetics. If there's no established minig, then it goes according to the guidelines of this Mishnah. And on that, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. It says if there's no established minig, then there's no established minig. We don't apply what it says in the Mishnah. Some learn differently. Some say that there's no machlokes in the Tanakhama, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Tanakhama is talking about a place where there's no minig. Or let's say a brand new city. Everyone just moved in. So this is how we set up the guidelines. And all Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is saying is, yes, I agree. But if there's an established minig that's different, then we go according to the established minig. But be emes, there's no machloikis in the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel.